There's lots of different types of writing in the Bible. Romans is an interesting book. It contains a lot of what we would commonly call theology, a lot of complicated things that Paul goes into to try and explain things to people. And then at the end of the book, starting from chapter 12 really, it starts to talk about other things. It starts to talk about relationships, and in chapter 13, which we're going to look at this morning, it starts to talk about authority. So I wonder if you can just think for a moment of people who have authority, or people who've had authority over us, or perhaps still do in many ways. I'm sure it's the case that each one of us is subject to somebody in some respects. So perhaps we can start thinking of when we're very young. Who has authority over us when we're young? Parents. Anyone else? Teachers. Parents. Teachers. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Jesus really has authority over us all the time, whether or not we actually actively recognize it. And then when we grow up, who might have authority over us then? Our employer is the obvious one. In the main, we have to do what our employer tells us, within limits, obviously, because we go for a job and, you know, I worked with computers. If they told me to go out and clear out the bins, I'd probably have protested. But generally speaking, we are there and we are under their authority. Anyone else we might be under the authority of? Judges, yeah, judges would be a great one. And in general, the state in which we live. So we live to some extent under the authority of the law that we have. So we have national authorities and we have local authorities as well. And we don't always like it, I guess. But what might be some of the advantages of it? What would life be like if we had no one in authority? Chaos, anarchy. It just wouldn't be very pleasant, would it? People be running around doing exactly what they wanted. Even if people were pleasant and to one another, we might find that nobody wanted to collect our rubbish. Nobody wanted to work in a power station. Nobody wanted to work in a sewage plant. And life would soon become pretty unpleasant. And Paul has some interesting things to say about authority, which we're going to look at a little bit later.